Good morning, everyone. Well, here we are at the end of another week. And yesterday morning, we were thinking of the words of that lovely song, Trust and Obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. The truth is that every one of us needs to realize that there is, according to Romans 8:1, now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We need to realize that God truly loves us, but not only does he love us, he likes us. And I wonder, can you grasp that? That God likes you. So many of us understand love, but God likes you. God, he placed you in Christ Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins. The Bible says you are positionally in Christ. And once you were placed into Christ, you were separated from the guilt and shame that once brought condemnation. You're not condemned. Christ was condemned in your behalf, and now you are free. It was the freedom that Christ has set us free. Such a simple verse here in Romans 8 and verse 1. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Trust and obey, brothers and sisters, for there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. God loves you, but he also likes you. You need to see and understand that God wants to be around you. He sent his Holy Spirit to live and reign in each of our hearts. So on this Saturday morning, I want you to rejoice over the fact, yes, God loves you. But just think about this. If he was to come in bodily form, he would seek you out. Why? Because he likes you. You're his son. You're his child. You're a child of the King. And there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For that grey cloud in your life that would maybe try and separate you and your thoughts from God, never forget, not only are you loved, but you're liked by God in Jesus. Hallelujah. What a great thought for Saturday morning. To be free from feelings of condemnation, we need to renew our mind to this wonderful truth that there truly is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Have a great Saturday. Have a great weekend. Never forgetting you're loved and you're liked by God. God bless.